underground preacher reaching out to the underground church. And today we're going to talk about the Lamb of God. Why do we call Jesus Christ the Lamb of God? We're going to have to take it back in the days, in the Old Testament. Because first we have to understand some principles that God has given us back in the Old Testament from the beginning. In the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 17. But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. And we all see that Adam ate the fruit. He didn't die that day. God was graceful enough, merciful enough, to allow him to live 900 years before he dies. So we notice Adam has sinned, and death came through sin. And since then, mankind dies. So from the moment he sinned, all his descendants, all the way through us, we die. Unless we actually find God totally surrendered to him. Because we have Elijah who didn't die. And we also have Enoch who didn't die. So there is a level that if you get close to God, he's going to take you and you're not going to see death. But that's a different topic. So, we notice that death came through sin. And also, it is said in Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 21.
Your eye shall not pity. Life shall be for life. Eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot.
So this principle is to say, whatever life is due, life must be given. If Adam you sin, you must die. If you don't die, another life is due. So whatever life is due, life must be given. And fast forward with the children of Israel, because God is a merciful God. He made atonement for them. That's why they had to sacrifice the lamb in the morning and in the afternoon for the sin. That was the atonement. Remember, where life is due, life is required. And the reason why it was a lamb, it is said, a lamb without blemish, as mentioned in Numbers chapter 28, verses 3 to 4.
And you shall say to them, this is the offering made by fire, which you shall offer to the Lord, two male lambs in their first year, without blemish, day by day, as a regular burnt offering. The one lamb you shall offer in the morning, the other lamb you shall offer in the evening.
Use a lamb without blemish. Because remember, if there is a blemish, a sin, it must be atoned for. So, a lamb without blemish, pure for your sins. And now the reason why is the blood. It must be the blood. The blood must be sprinkled. It is because also it is said in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 23.
Only be sure that you do not eat the blood, for the blood is the life. You may not eat the life with the meat.
So this part God clearly tells us, the blood is the life. That's why the blood must be sprinkled. That's why the blood must be shed, representing the life of the lamb for the life of his children. Israel. So, he told his children, sacrifice a lamb in the morning and in the evening for your sins. And that was the sacrifice in the Old Testament to be made all the way until Jesus Christ came, like it's written in John chapter 3, verse 16.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
So Jesus Christ came
Hallelujah.
He never sinned.
Praise God.
Clean. Pure. And then when he died on the cross, the blood he shed, he gave that in exchange for us.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Because we have all sinned and fell short of the glory of God. All of us. An atonement must be made. So God came himself in the form of Jesus Christ. And then when he got crucified on the cross, he gave his life in exchange for us.
Blessed be his holy name.
That's why, from then on, you don't need to sacrifice a lamb to get closer to God.
Amen.
Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we can go directly to God.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
That blood, in exchange of our blood. His life, in exchange of our life. That's why it is so important when we say, come to Jesus Christ. Nobody else died for you. Muhammad didn't die for you. Buddha didn't die for you. Only Jesus Christ did it. And that's why Jesus Christ is the only way. Because he's the only one who did it. And he did it out of love for you. So you can have everlasting life. And don't tell me, oh, no, I don't sin. I didn't kill nobody. I don't lie. Well, I can tell you this. From the moment you're not totally surrendered to God, that alone, that you're not surrendered to God, you just like a 2-3-year-old telling his mom that he can wash his own self and keep himself clean. How is that possible? You tell me. That's exactly what you're saying. When you say you don't commit a sin, you're clean. On that point on, you are already blemished. Because you have no idea how blemished you are. You have no idea how the fact that you're not even surrendered to God is driving you to love evil and calling evil good and good evil. Right there, you have committed blasphemy, disrespected God on so many levels you don't even know. But you claim that you're clean. We need to repent. Go to Jesus Christ. Give our lives to him. That's why it's so important that you give your life to him. Because only him, only his blood can wash you clean. Because if you don't seize him who gave his blood, his life for you, who are you going to seize to do that for you? In whose name are you going to go to heaven? Tell me. What are you going to tell God? Why would he let you in? In whose name are you coming? Your life needs to be atoned for. By right, you're supposed to die. Life for life. By right, you're supposed to die. You sinned. There is no way around it. No matter how you cut it, you have fallen short. You human being, from the moment you're a son of Adam, oh yeah, you have fallen short. Something has to atone. Something must die for you to atone for your sins, to redeem you. How are you going to present yourself in front of God without being redeemed? Tell me that. And out of grace, God made a way for you, redeemed you. You don't have to pay nothing. All you got to do is receive it. And when I say sins, something as simple as telling a lie, something as simple as stealing something, something as simple as lusting after a woman for a man, and lusting after a man for a woman, something as simple as that is enough. Because you have violated the commandment already. Once you violate one commandment, you have broken all of them. You're not better than the murderer. Yes, you never killed nobody, but you and the murderer are the same. Both of you have violated the law. You are both guilty. So, be humble about it. Go and seize the blood of Jesus Christ. The sacrifice he made on the cross is for you, out of love. Seize that. Receive it. Repent. And give your life to Jesus Christ. And if you will want to do that, there is a prayer on our website. undergroundpreacher.com. It's the sinner's prayer. You just go to the website and you go to the prayer collection and it's right there, sinner's prayer. And you just do that and you give your life to Jesus Christ. And you read your Bible and you pray. If you want to know how to pray, we have messages on how to pray. You seeking how to understand the Bible, we have messages on how to understand the Bible. We can help. But don't just think you can do it on your own. Please. No, you can't. God has reached out to you and made it available for you to make a home. He wants you home with him. It's that simple. Amen?
Amen.
Underground Preacher, checking into the Underground Church. And I'm out.